All right, ready to dive deep. We're tackling Goblins Protocol today.
Goblins Protocol, yeah.
Specifically, how it takes, you know, prices Rets. And turns them into these things called ticks.
Yeah, it's almost like translating, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
From like regular finance
okay.
into like goblin language.
I like that, yeah. So we're using this guide, How to Convert a Price to a Tick. It's from Goblins Cash.
Right, their guide, yeah.
Before we get too far, maybe what if you're trying to trade, right? But it's not like set prices. It's just this whole range.
Yeah, it's infinite, right?
Infinite, exactly. That's where ticks come in, yeah.
Yeah. You can almost think of it like like a ladder.
Okay.
And the price of Bitcoin Cash, let's say, is represented by that ladder.
Gotcha.
And each rung on the ladder is a tick.
So it's giving it these points.
Exactly. Predefined price points. Where trading can happen.
Okay, so instead of like endless decimals,
mm-hmm.
it's giving us these almost like a...
Like a framework.
Framework or like a...
More manageable.
Yeah, manageable. And it's all on Bitcoin Cash, right?
Right. That's where Goblins is built.
Okay, so how does this price to tick thing actually work?
Yeah.
So the guide starts off and it's talking about squirt price.
Yeah, squirt price, or sometimes it's called the square root of the price.
Okay.
It sounds a little maybe intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit.
But really, it's about efficiency because computers, they think in powers of two.
Right.
So using the square root of the price actually makes all the calculations way faster.
So it's a shortcut for the system.
Exactly. A shortcut.
Instead of the actual price, it's using this squirt price as the...
The basis.
Okay.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Remember those rungs on the ladder we were talking about?
Yeah.
The distance between those rungs... That's determined by what's called tick spacing.
So if the tick spacing is smaller, does that mean more rungs?
Exactly. Smaller tick spacing, more rungs, more price points.
And that would make it more sensitive then.
Much more sensitive to price changes. Important for assets that, you know, jump around a lot.
Makes sense. More precision though.
Right. But that comes at a cost.
Oh, how so?
Higher fees.
Okay. So wider spacing, less sensitive.
Right. More cost effective, especially if you don't need that crazy precision.
So we've got squirt price, tick spacing. How do we actually find the right tick, like the one we want to trade at?
That's where closest low high tick comes in. Basically, we need to find the trading points, the rungs, closest to our price.
So we're not always going to land exactly where we want.
Right. More like finding the closest parking spot. You know?
Even if it's a bit of a walk.
Exactly. And the guy actually gives an example.
Okay.
Using 1,000 USDT for one BCH.
Okay. I'm following.
And you might think, why even do this conversion? But like, imagine you're a liquidity provider. You're basically making the price, right? So this is how you target where you want to be.
So it's pretty important then.
Yeah. It's like you want to set up shop in the right spot.
Makes sense.
But back to the example. First, we got to get that price to its lowest decimal.
With 1,000 USDT for one BCH.
Yeah. So since USDT uses six decimals, it'll be 1 to 10.
Okay. Super specific.
It's all about that relationship between BCH and USDT. Got to be precise.
Right. So we've got decimals, squirt price, used our logarithms. Now what? How do we get those ticks low and high?
So remember tick spacing.
Yeah, the rungs.
Right. In this example, they're using 60.
Okay.
Now, we don't got to go crazy into the math, but basically, we divide, then round down, then multiply.
Just to clarify, we're dividing that initial tick number.
Exactly. And that gives us our closest low tick, which here is 207,240.
And high tick, same idea, but rounding up.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 207,300. I know, it sounds like a lot of steps.
Yeah, it's a process.
But that's how Goblins make sure Tradie is... You know, solid.
It's setting those clear boundaries.
Yeah, makes everything much smoother in the long run.
It's like we're okay with a little walk to make sure we're in the right spot, you know?
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical, right? Imagine you're on Goblins, ready to trade. Knowing this stuff, those ticks, it's how you make smart moves.
So, like, if I want to provide liquidity, for example.
Exactly. You hit that 1,000 USDT for one BCH, but you know exactly where to provide it.
So it all ties back to this.
It's all connected.
It's not just like the background. It's actually useful.
Oh, for sure. And remember, things change fast.
Right. The market. Yeah.
You got to adapt. And that's where knowing those conversions really helps.
Keeps you agile. And the guide mentions like using calculators and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Especially with all those decimals.
Right. Can't just eyeball it.
One wrong number could be, you know, bad. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. Thankfully, there are tools for that.
Tools for everything these days. So we dove into Goblins ticks, the squirt price, the spacing.
That's a lot, but it makes sense. Right. And it shows how, like, even though it seems complicated, you can get a real advantage.
That's DeFi, right? Seems complex, but anyone can learn it.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Breaking it down so you can explore goblins with, like, confidence.
Confidence, exactly.
So go out there, try it out. Until next time, happy trading, everybody.